This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Improving news for the Midwest, where Americans have been suffering through the worst temperatures and wind chills in a generation. Chicago might still approach an all-time record of 27 degrees below zero this morning, with wind chills making it feel below 50 degrees below zero. But by later today, a bit of a warming trend, if you can call it that, will start to take hold. However, the Arctic blast is now affecting the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. The cold weather is blamed now for at least a dozen deaths. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged after a policy meeting yesterday, and the Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy will still be growing this year
at a solid pace in 2019, although likely slower than the very strong pace of 2018.
And saying inflation remains in check. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
The driver of an 18-wheeler who was allegedly driving recklessly on Interstate 10 in Mississippi ends up holding police at bay with a machete in his hand. The Mississippi Highway Patrol Master Sergeant Chase Elkins telling NBC News,
"He had black blinds that covered all the windows, so it was difficult for us to see him inside the truck."
But after the several-hour standoff, 33-year-old Michael Mack of Baton Rouge eventually surrendered to authorities. Finally, speaking about the officiating controversy in the NFC Championship game, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says in his State of the League address yesterday that he's hoping to prevent a similar situation in the future. However, he says that officiating will never be perfect because of the human element. He spoke, of course, in advance of Sunday's Super Bowl game in Atlanta, saying in general, the NFL is in really good shape right now. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kentucky's Republican governor is taking some heat for something he said about the cold. Governor Matt Bevin's saying when he said earlier this week that America is going soft for closing schools due to cold weather, well, it was taken out of context by the media.
What you're quoting is two ends of a sentence, the middle of which I said, certainly we need to err on the side of safety.
He spoke on Fox News. Many of Kentucky's schools did close yesterday, and many will be closed again today because of that frigid weather. A jury is awarding Senator Rand Paul more than $580,000 after he's attacked by his neighbor. The Kentucky Republican was tackled by Rene Boucher in November 2017 as Paul was simply mowing his lawn. He suffered 6 broken ribs and 3 fractures. There were complications during his recovery as well. The jury awarding Paul $375,000 in punitive damages and $200,000 for pain and suffering and nearly $8,000 in additional medical expenses. Boucher pleaded guilty in March to assaulting a member of Congress and was also given 30 days in prison. And in South Florida, police and the FBI are looking into a tunnel that was discovered yesterday that appears to lead into a bank. Police also found muddy boots, a homemade ladder, a stool, and digging tools in that tunnel. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got for you Jimmy Glazov is joining us now, author of Amazon's number one new release in the medical mental illness category, as well as the Islam category. It's also been targeted by Twitter and Pakistan for violating Islamic blasphemy laws. The title of the book, Trump a Godsend, and the Jihadist Psychopath, the full title, exactly, to make sure I get this right, Jihadist Psychopath, How He Is Charming, Seducing, and Devouring Us. Jamie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I'll tell you, the honor's ours. Tell us why the Jihadist Psychopath came about.
Well, for many years I was, I studied the world of psychology, and one of my main interests was how psychopaths operate. Mm-hmm. And they have quite a system. A lot of us have been in their web one way or another.
Right.
They charm, they seduce, they romance. And then once they got their claws into you, wow, mm-hmm. a devouring begins.
Right.
And as I'm very preoccupied with protecting America and protecting the West. My parents escaped the Soviet Union when I was a kid. So I love America. I've dedicated my life to defending this country. And as I'm studying the Islamization that's going on and the attack by jihad and stealth jihad, I began to see that in every single step-by-step process, every single way that we are surrendering and every way that jihad is defeating us is exactly the same way that psychopaths seduce and devour their victims. Just tell you one quick example, for instance.
Okay.
After the psychopath's claws are in you, and we know a lot of people like this. I just look around. I see relationships like this. I see people at my work. And we've encountered this. When a psychopath has his claws into you, this is after the seduction stage, a psychopath is very good at punching you in the face, and then within 30 seconds he's sulking and pouting, and the victim is apologizing to him.
Yeah.
Just take a look at every jihad attack today. Within 30 minutes, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, establishment media is really worrying about the backlash against the Muslim community, and all of a sudden our entire society and culture is on its knees begging for the Muslim community to forgive us for our Islamophobia.
Right.
Something very pathological is happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was most remarkable after 9/11, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the train is never late, and the indoctrination is accelerating. The brainwashing is accelerating. Psychopaths also make groundless accusations. Mm-hmm. And look today, oh wow, like for instance, what an honor it is to work next to David Horowitz at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I'm the editor of Front Page Magazine. David
right.
Horowitz is a former leftist that escaped the left.
Right.
I mean, you can't find a greater human rights, civil rights activist. This is a gentleman that works on behalf of, you know, he works for minority rights, for civil rights. I've been working for him for 17 years trying to shed light on the terrible treatment of Muslim women under Islamic gender apartheid. We're trying to empower Muslim people and Muslim women. And he's called a racist and an Islamophobe and a white supremacist, as I am, as are Bridget Gabriel and Robert Spencer.
Well, the president of the United States is racist now, too, Jamie.
This is it. But the thing is that if you look at the record, we're the ones that are actually fighting for people's rights, including minorities, including Muslim people, and they're the ones in the way of empowering people. And so, you know, they're very shrewd. The left is very shrewd in what it does. I mean, look what just happened with the pro-life high school students in Washington. They're very clever what they do, and they're winning because of it.
Well, and thank God the high school kids did not react. I mean, they were really confronted in such a way, a very aggressive way, by those on the other side, almost, you know, asking for it. And then it was, exactly to your point, Nathan Phillips, what does he do? He's sitting there in a TV interview saying, "I felt threatened." Well, if you felt threatened, why did you go and confront the, you know, the kids? Why you got in their face? They didn't get in your face.
Exactly.
You know, right?
Yeah. Well, look, here's the thing. And also, let me guess. Let me put it on CNN and MSNBC right now. You know, I wonder if we're going to make a bet whether there's a pro-Trump or anti-Trump argument happening there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I mean is, the establishment media, it's not even the media anymore. That's all gone. Forget about it.
It's a propaganda machine.
It's a leftist propaganda machine. They hate this country. They hate this civilization. You know, look, I said I studied psychopaths for a while. I also studied exorcisms when I was younger, just in that world of the spiritual battle between good and evil. It was very, very scary. Confirmed my belief in Jesus Christ, of course. But why I'm saying that is when you bring holy water around a possessed person, I mean, just the mentioning of Trump, do you see how they even react physically, these leftists?
Yes.
It's like the holy water's coming out now.
They're freaking out over his hat. Yeah, that's how bad it's gotten, right?
But I'm kidding on the one hand, but on the other hand, I'm deadly serious because there's also a spiritual component to this battle.
Without a doubt.
I discuss it in Jihad, a Psychopath. And the thing about the left is, you see, Christians believe that Jesus' Christ's blood redeems us, that perfection only comes from above. And, you know, and also Jewish people and other faiths, perfection comes from above. You see, the left, they're self-appointed redeemers. They don't need any God. They don't need any Jesus Christ. They're going to build a heaven here on earth. And we know where that ends every time, brackets, i.e. Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot. But the key here is, you see, Trump represents the conservative view about America, about prosperity, about capitalism, and all those things. But you see, that comes with also the understanding that humans are driven by self-interest and also flawed.
Right.
And leftists hate that because they believe that they can build a perfect planet. That's why they hate Trump so much, because he's not a leftist.
Well, that's why they hate the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. I mean, it's right smack dab in their face, but here it is, the great American experiment, off and rolling for 240 plus years, and they're doing everything they can to trip it up. And, you know, to what end? You know, what are they hoping to create? I mean, you mentioned some outlandish despots that in their wake are millions of people who have died at the altar of their theology.
And they prefer that. They prefer that to a society where a great artist can paint a wonderful painting, and where a boxer can win a world championship, and where a singer can become and sing a beautiful song. You see, because there's going to be people that don't sing a song as beautiful and don't paint a painting as beautiful. They hate that reality. That's why they support the burqa. That's That's why they supported Maoist unisex clothing. They want to erase the individual. They want to erase God's creation. They want complete sameness. And if ideally, they would like everybody to live in poverty except themselves.
Well, without a doubt. Jamie, we got to go to quick break. Jamie Glazoff is with us. We're talking about his new book, Jihadist Psychopath. More from him after this. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Back with the America's Promise, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. Jamie Glassoff continues with us. His brand new book, Jihadist Psychopath, How Is He Charming, Seducing, and Devouring Us? You have to have eyes to see here, and you can't buy into the narrative of the mainstream media that is part and parcel of the propaganda machine that is influencing us and closing our eyes, and meanwhile, we're getting chewed up. Jihadist Psychopath offers a unique perspective on the terror war like no other work. It unveils the world of psychopathy and reveals step by step how Islamic supremacists are duplicating the sinister methodology of psychopaths who routinely charm, seduce, capture, and devour their prey. When you started seeing this, Jamie, as you've been studying this over the years, and you started realizing, I mean, here it is, you leave Europe, your family leaves Europe, you come here to the United States seeking the American dream, you see the light on a shining hill, and now you see forces coming in doing everything they can to blow out that light on a shining hill and take advantage of our freedoms and, begin to attack us from the inside out.
Well, absolutely. We escaped the Soviet Union, and now the Soviet Union has come to us. Mm-hmm. And we see all of this propaganda. And look, I'll just bring up another example of how shrewd they are and how we have to really, really be cautious here. When a community is under siege, there's a certain Stockholm syndrome that comes out in most people. And that's why Kenneth Levin has written this Oslo Syndrome. He wrote about the Israelis that many left-wing Israelis, especially what they were trying to believe in despite all the evidence to the contrary. Exactly. In my book, Jihadist Psychopath, I show the steps. And in the beginning, the romance stage.
Yes.
It's from the serpent. They learn from their master, the serpent, in the Garden of Eden that says to Eve, this is in your interest.
Right.
Eat the apple. It's in your interest. And this is what's happening today, very much with what Islamic supremacists and CARE and ISNA and all those Muslim Brotherhood front groups are trying to tell us what to do that's in our interest. But we actually know, those of us that are in the know that we're committing suicide. Mm-hmm. And for instance, also psychopaths are very, very clever during the romance stage and saying, we're a lot alike. That's a very important stage during the seduction stage. The psychopath will always emphasize to you how alike you are. In my book, I show the carbon copy of that. When you see the salivating Christians, many of them today that want to be deceived, and during the interfaith dialogue, the Muslims come up and say, we love Jesus too. We respect Jesus. You love Jesus. We love Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then these dimmy Christians are just in ecstasy. But the truth of the matter is people like me and others that know what's actually going on will say right away, oh, you love Jesus? Well, can you ask me, answer a question for me? Did he die on the cross? Is he a member of the Holy Trinity? Is he divine? And then they turn ashen white or run away.
Exactly.
My point is that many in our society are not equipped either with the information or the courage to stand up to that. There's a really large and strong need to be deceived in this environment.
Exactly. Well, it's one thing to say that you believe in Jesus, but the other pernicious thing they will say is that, well, we believe in the same God, don't we?
Well, absolutely. And thank you for saying that, actually, because I write quite a bit about that. And again, we're taking that hook. For instance, we know that even how we cover these terrorist attacks, even recently in France, just recently, once again, another terrorist is screaming, Allahu Akbar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in our media, oh boy, how do we cover that? I was traveling the other day, turned the TV on in the hotel, and a few of the cable networks, this is how they report it. And a man screaming, God is great, in Arabic. And I was wondering, why would you say that? Why wouldn't you just say that the jihadist screamed Allahu Akbar? Why would you say that he screamed God is great? And first of all, it's not correct, because God is not Allah. And I demonstrate this in my book. Nani Darwish is one of the most profound authors on this that has showed that the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament is not Allah, number one. And number two, Allahu Akbar does not mean God is great. Allahu Akbar means our Allah is greater than your God.
Yes.
And guess what? When a jihadi is screaming that, and you're on the wrong side of the cockpit, and he's banging the door down, that's bad news.
Right, exactly. But again, like you said, it's ignorance, number one. Number two, it is a hijacking of our language, and they've taken, you know, it's almost like if they could have dropped in the whole concept of political correctness on our society, this was a ready-made, you know, petri dish for their lies, was it not?
Yes, absolutely. And what's going on in the background is I demonstrate in Jihadist Psychopath. I've dedicated my whole life to understanding the left. The left is on their side. People need to understand this. They're not naive. Obama is not naive. Hillary Clinton was not naive. Hillary had that whole deal sealed. It was going to be the end of this country if she had won. So we have to understand the left wants the destruction of this host society. There's a reason why Kathy Griffin and Chelsea Handler and Rosie O'Donnell talk about women's rights but never say one word on behalf of Asia Bibi, who's been sitting in a rotting in a Pakistani jail for 8 years because she touched a cup and she's a non-Muslim. Mm-hmm. They don't care about women.
Right.
They care. They need to destroy this host society, this democratic capitalist society, Western civilization, the Judeo-Christian tradition. We have to understand that. And they reach their hand out in solidarity to adversary cultures and adversary ideologies. They did it throughout the entire Cold War. Now they've continued their romance with our enemies, but now the jihadists have replaced the communists, and we have to be honest about this.
Right. Well, there's no doubt. I mean, Marxist communists have invaded our system of government. We have over, according to Trevor Loudon, over a 100, you know, card-carrying, signed, sealed, and delivered Marxists that are in elected office who raise their hand, many on the Bible, promising to defend the Constitution. But I sense that their fingers are crossed in their left pocket somehow, and as if they're saying King's X, they really don't mean it.
Absolutely. And what's so scary, especially for myself and people like, you know, my family and people that come from the Soviet regime and from communist countries. Look, communism, that Marxist idea in its earthly incarnation, it mass murdered millions of my people.
Exactly.
Then they tried it again in China. Then they killed about 80 million. Along with economic devastation. Then we saw what they did in the Cambodian killing fields. There's no surprise, it's not a coincidence that they called the Khmer Rouge Sartre's children, because the blueprint for what the Khmer Rouge did was devised and choreographed by Parisian intellectuals and Parisian universities. Then they did it in Castro's Cuba, etc., etc. I mean, that idea caused more than 100 million deaths in the 20th century. And today, we've got so many young people that think Bernie Sanders has got the best ideas. And so this is the thing. It's a very strong yearning. It's a very strong yearning to build the Tower of Babel and to believe that we can be gods and that we can create a perfect planet. And it takes a very courageous and wise person to be a conservative. That's why we're always going up against the grain, because it's very, very attractive and very hypnotic when somebody like Obama is on stage saying, it doesn't matter who you love, it doesn't matter what color you are, or what gender you are, or what everything, just come on up and we're all going to hug and we're all going to have a family. And by the way, even when I said that, I can right away feel the finger pointed at me as if I'm saying that it does matter. None of us are discriminatory against people.
Well, Jamie, we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back and continuing the conversation. Jamie Glazoff, his new book, Jihadist Psychopath, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you so much.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around a dozen fatalities now blamed on the dangerous cold weather that's been gripping the nation's Midwest for days, where in places there have been wind chills at times of below 50 below zero. That weather is now affecting the Northeast U.S. as well as the northern Mid-Atlantic states. And in Pennsylvania, a snow squall late yesterday caused a chain reaction crash involving over two dozen vehicles. This man says he was in it and tried to help other drivers.
We tried to get out everybody we could, but there was a couple vehicles that you couldn't get the doors open or anything.
Over 20 people were injured in that crash near Philadelphia. President Trump set to meet with China's top trade official at the White House today, hoping to end a trade war. Trump tweets this morning the meetings have been going well, but no final deal will come until he meets with China's president. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Former senator, current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute, Senator Jim DeMint joins us now. We have lots to talk about. Senator, always good to be talking to you. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm a little cold here in D.C. today, but I expect you're colder than I am, right?
Well, actually, in Minnesota, where the studio is operating, they were minus 50 last night. I don't think it's warmed up much. I don't think a lot of the guys are going out there putting a hole in the ice and doing some ice fishing right now.
Good.
Probably a smart thing to do. I'm in California, so we're complaining here. I'm up in the Arrowhead area, and we're complaining because it's about 50 degrees. But that's above, not below, so a big difference. So I'm sure my engineer wish he was here in California as opposed to Minneapolis, but somebody has to hold down the fort. Jim, as we get started here, we were going to talk about the border right off the bat, but I appreciated your tweet in bringing to bear here what is happening in Virginia, you know, on the hills of, you know, first of all, what started in Hawaii, ended up in New York, and then, of course, now in Virginia with, you know, these abortion laws that they're passing that just are so immoral.
Well, Bill, it's not a surprise to me. I've worked with Democrats for years, and they kind of bob and weave and misdirect to try to make people think that what they're doing is related to a concern for women, or women's health, or reproductive rights. It's really not. It's treating life like it's property, and that's an old idea. That's a really bad idea. And when a governor can get on video and explain how a baby can be born and set on a delivery table and left to die, we all have to wake up and realize that this has just gone way beyond any kind of civilized thinking. And it's a natural result of not recognizing that we have a baby, even though we have baby showers and we send out baby notices and gender reveal parties, and everybody knows it's a baby. And the left is just gradually moving. And if you read between the lines of what the governor said, he was saying that letting that baby die after it was born is still what they call abortion in the legal language. So anyway, I appreciate you bringing it up. I hate to even talk about it because it's just it's vile when we get that point. But I just hope a lot of folks who've considered themselves pro-choice over the years will realize that where the Democrat Party is going with this is not where they want to go.
Exactly. Well, and this is just the beginning. I mean, it's like the, you know, ever since this, they feel like, okay, you know, all, you know, no holds barred. There's a war on religion. There's a war against God. God who even said to the children of Israel, how did you come up with this idea of killing children? Who told you that that's what I'd want to happen? I mean, you know, you think about that. And sometimes, Jim, I feel like I need to throw myself between God and them, and not to be like Moses, but only because we read about that and say somebody has to intercede on their behalf because they know not what they're doing.
Well, you're right, and I've been reading Russell Kirk, The Conservative Mind, lately, and his very first principle, or what he calls thought of the conservative mind, is a recognition and a belief of a transcendent order. He's not really pushing religion in that sense, but recognizing that there is an external fixed body of natural laws that really would help control human nature in a sense, and once we throw that out, we see all kinds of craziness going on now, and the real reveal on this, what this governor said, is none of the top Democrats in the country that I've seen so far, the presidential candidates, none of them have come out and criticized it. And that right. is an amazing thing for folks to consider.
Yeah, it's especially dangerous when the leadership is reflecting, you know, this kind of obvious position. We've known it, as you said, over the years, but now it is blatant. And I think it's quite ironic that this is in the face of, you know, just being released this week in DVD is the Kermit Gosnell movie, which was out earlier last year. And that was extremely shocking for people. And basically what these moves in Albany and now in Virginia are doing is fulfilling what Kermit Gosnell said was going to happen. He says, eventually I'll be proven innocent.
Yeah.
He's in jail right now. And basically what happened in New York and what's happening in Virginia is that Kermit Gosnell has been exonerated.
At least for the far left, which is where the party's going, and I just think it's just time for Americans to step up and just think about what kind of people, what kind of society we want to be. And this is not just about unborn children. It's about euthanasia and the things we see.
Infanticide, right.
And infanticide, you're exactly right. And that's basically what the governor was talking about. And, you know, he said, oh, maybe it's deformities or disabilities, but I read the law last night. It doesn't say anything about it has anything to do with disabilities. It can just be mental or physical harm to the woman. And that means if you don't like the fact that this is a girl instead of a boy, that's a good enough reason if you can get a doctor to say just let the child die.
Exactly.
It's way out of the scope of civilized thinking right now.
But as you suggest, Senator, this is part and parcel of the unhingement and the detachment from morality of this country. Morality that our founding fathers said that was essential to the upholding of our constitutional rights. So it's no wonder so that it's permeating every aspect of what is America today, including, you know, you talk about the lack of morality, what's happening at our border, right?
Exactly. And all of this is all related. I think you'd have to sit down and talk about it for a while for folks to see the relationship of throwing God out, secularism, socialism, and then no borders. I mean, John Lennon sang about it in his song Imagine years ago, Imagine There's No Country and No God. And this is an innate philosophy of the natural man. But what we've got at the border now is another inhumane activity that's sponsored by our government. thousands of people in this country are dying every year from poisonous drugs that are coming in the southern border from China and other places, human trafficking. You know, we've got lots of illegal workers and folks who come in and join gangs. You've got a lot of people in our federal prisons here illegally, and unfortunately more and more on our voter rolls are here illegally and being manipulated by the Democrat Party. The Democrats know what they're doing, because every illegal who comes in this country is a potential Democrat voter, union member, and they're just building their ranks, as we see in California. And, Bill, if you think about it, I don't know exactly how many illegals are in California, but I suspect it's 4 or 5 million or so in the whole state. And that means that they could have 5 or 6 or 8 congressional districts that they don't deserve. And every time we do a census, we've been transferring congressional districts from conservative states to states like California and New York. That's why they want to keep the census questionnaire from asking citizenship. And
exactly.
That comes down to electoral votes. Congressional districts are electoral votes, and a lot of federal money follows congressional districts. So I had to look into that because I kept scratching my head. California is just going to pot and the homelessness on the streets and gang violence.
Exactly.
I wonder why anybody would want to do that. But if I could make a point about the border and the things that the president is considering, because, you know, I admire his tenaciousness to try to control our borders. Both parties have said they wanted border control for years, but they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
The leadership hasn't. The big corporate sponsors, the Republicans like cheap labor, the Democrats like new voters and union members. And we passed a bill 13 years ago called a Secure Fence Act that authorized, made it a law to build 700 miles of fencing in the high traffic, very vulnerable areas along the border. It wasn't the whole border, but it was,
right.
The research had been done. So there's already a law on the books, but it was never funded. And what the president is proposing, if he does do a national emergency, I believe, Bill, if this isn't a national emergency, I don't know what is. He's not going to be making law. And he's not even going to be appropriating funds. He's redirecting funds that have already been promoted for various national security type programs or things that are related to border security. And I believe he clearly has that authority. We've had over 50 declarations of national emergency in the last 7 years.
Senator, we got to wrap it up right there. We're out of time, but we thank you and appreciate your time and your insight.
From Sky,
I look forward to having you back.
Virginia comes the least of these, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stain's operate. The tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes. They have this law for a reason.
Hello, you must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The least of these. The Graham Stain story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
What this means, yes, there they are. Lights, camera, action. It is time for the movie guy, Steve Evans, coming up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
He's live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Steve-O, how you doing, buddy?
Well, doing great. Glass did well last weekend.
Yeah. The top three from last week stayed in the same position, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
18.9 there for Glass. It's made about 75 in this country, another a whole bunch more worldwide. So they're very happy at Universal. I mean, this movie only cost
well, not big dollars though. Not big dollars last weekend. Are we just in that normal place right now? That
we're kind of in the doldrums now. Yeah, this.
Is it bad? I mean, if something's not hitting 50, 60 million, we go, oh, it's just, you know, it's not enough to get too excited about, right?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that way. But, yeah, I mean, this is the time of year when, because we have a lot of movies that are staying in theaters because of the award season coming up. And then, of course, we have something happening this weekend, right? This super something happening this weekend.
Oh, something like that. Yeah, what is it, 53 or something? Whole deal. So we're going to have the road game, and then later on they're going to have another game between the Saints and you know, and New England, just to make up somehow.
The rematch, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
We do have some very interesting films being released this weekend. They're not big blockbuster type films, but some very interesting stuff. We'll get through that in just a second. The Upside number 2, Aquaman number 3, Kid Who Would Be King number 4, and Spider-Man hanging in there once again in the top 5, rounding out the top 5. I saw The Wife last weekend. That's one with Glenn Close. She won the SAG Award last Sunday. Good movie. She's nominated for an Oscar and just may take that one home. We'll have to see.
Really? Wow. Okay.
So we have some interesting movies coming out this weekend. Let's start with a movie called Miss Bala. This comes out from Sony, and this is it's kind of an illustration of what happens when Hollywood gets its hands on a well-respected foreign film. The original was a Spanish-language film, which came out in 2011 and was well-received at Cannes. And it was a movie which is directed by Gerardo Naranjo. And this is a movie which he kind of took a different approach to what you might call a high-impact action story. This is about a Mexican beauty pageant contestant who witnesses this terrifying public shooting. She goes to the dirty cops to report it and promptly gets handed over to the cartel thugs behind the attack. So instead of sensationalizing all this, he really focuses on plunging an innocent woman into an out-of-control situation. Well, this movie is a bit different. In this version of Bisbala, you have Gina Rodriguez, an American-born tough gal, and she, well, the director puts her through many of the same hurdles and challenges just to set up this money shot where she struts down the driveway in a red evening dress, brandishing an assault rifle. I mean, we have not quite...
That'll do it to you every time, Steve-O. A woman with a red dress and an assault rifle. Lord have mercy.
That's America, yeah. Baby. It gives you an idea of how this was treated. But, you know, it's going on this weekend. It's not getting great reviews. 22% recommending. I think because it's being compared to the original. Check out the trailer. It's a good movie, and Gina Rodriguez does a great job. So there you go. Another movie, which I've seen the trailer for quite some time, it's called Arctic, and maybe you've seen this as well.
Just in time for the polar vortex, right?
Well, it's reminiscent of that, I tell you, because it takes place up in the Arctic. And where they say the line they use, it's eyeball freezing cold there. You have a Danish actor, Mads Mikkelsen. He plays a downed pilot of a small cargo plane who's awaiting rescue out in the middle of nowhere. He doesn't know whether it will ever come, but he does his best to survive, kind of like Castaway, right? He pokes a hole in his fishes, and he carves this big giant SOS in the snow. And he's actually discovered by a rescue helicopter, which quickly crashes in the howling winds up there. One of the two pilots survives, but she's barely conscious. So he stitches her up, the slashing wound in her abdomen, but he knows that she won't make it unless he can get her to the mountains. So he packs her up on a sled made from a plane's door and begins this trek toward what seems like an increasingly hallucinatory journey. This is about survival, and it's getting great reviews.
And so this is one of the ones after you see, you just want to go take a nap because you're so mentally wiped out, huh?
Yes, in a very warm place, I think, would be the idea.
Yes, that too. Right, exactly.
Check that out. Now, here's one we talked about before, They Shall Not Grow Old. Remember that documentary we were talking about?
Yeah,
it was released
prior
to the end of the year. Very limited release. It was only in a couple of locations on only about three dates. It made $8 million. It smashed all kinds of records. So they thought, well, maybe we should give this a wider release, and that's happening this weekend. I've got to see this. This is directed by Peter Jackson, who did The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. And in case you're not familiar with the story behind this movie, there was over 600 hours of old World War I footage, black and white.
Could you imagine, Steve-O, going through all that? And this is real life. This isn't acting. I mean, you're going through, you know, this footage. I think that this would have been... and then the emotional roller coaster of what you're seeing there in that footage.
So what he did, he selected his scenes, the ones that he wanted to use. He restored those scenes, then he colorized them. And then because they're silent, there was no sound, like you are adding sound to The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings, takes the footage to the studio, they add in the tank sounds and the artillery sounds, all that. And then he brings in lip readers so that they can see what the people were actually saying in this footage, then brings in the actors to dub in the dialogue. I mean, it's like recreating history, and it's just a fascinating project. So that's going to be going out this weekend. 98% are recommending that one. And then Peter Jackson made more news last week. Maybe you heard about this. But he's going to use, essentially, he's going to restore a lot of old Beatle footage. Footage from 55 hours of never-released footage from the band's 1969 studio sessions that led to their final album, Let It Be, which will include that final performance up on the rooftop there in London. And there's no release date on this yet. But he said this is going to be the ultimate fly-on-the-wall experience that Beatle fans have long dreamt about. It's like a time machine that transports us back to 1969, and we sit in the studio watching these four friends make great music together. So that's coming out.
You know, Steve-O, when you think about the brilliance of these four guys and how they came together and what they did, you know, in terms of capturing the minds and hearts of a generation. And it is amazing to this day. I mean, you know, you talk to younger people and you go, well, you probably don't remember, you know, the Beatles. And oh, my goodness, they remember the lyrics. You hear them. They're singing, you know. You know, it is amazing, you know, that their appeal has transcended over generations. and that their music is so popular. I think it's going to be quite an observation to see who attends, this movie, and just in terms of the spectrum of the demographic that that watches it.
Right. Yeah. It was a wild time. I was around, and you were too. And it was just it was kind of a magical time. Speaking of such, we have another movie here called Electric Church. This came out on Showtime quite a while back. This is about Jimi Hendrix's last performance, or one of his last performances, which was at the Atlanta International Pop Festival in 1970. Now, they shot this thing on 16-millimeter film, and it sat in a barn for about 30 years because they really weren't figuring out what to do with it. And so they decided, well, they brought out the canisters and said, well, let's take a look at this. Maybe we can restore this, and that's what they've done. And it's about, you know, great interviews with Hendrix, with Paul McCartney, several of the bandmates of Jimi Hendrix. And it's about this. And, of course, you see the performance in front of 500,000 people. And it was one of his last performances. He died just a few months later. So if you are a Hendrix fan, definitely one to see the Electric Church.
Did you ever see Hendrix? Did you ever see Hendrix live?
I had a chance, and I never did.
My junior year in high school, Hollywood Bowl, summertime.
Wow.
And so we see him. He's the opening act for the Mamas and the Papas. And this guy's doing stuff with a guitar that, you know, was just like out of this world. It was a whole nother level. He's running the microphone stand up and down the strings of the guitar. And, oh, my gosh. I mean, the crowd was at the bowl.
Oh, what?
The Hollywood Bowl. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was to see that was amazing. And the fact that, you know, again, at that time he was coming up, and to think that Jimi Hendrix was ever the opening act of the Mamas and the Papas.
Well, that's the way it was, man. He had to come up like most of them and didn't really get famous until he went to England. And that's really what made it happen for him. So we have a couple of very strange movies. Maybe we have time. There's one called Piercing, which is very interesting. This is about Reed, played by Christopher Abbott. He goes on a business trip. He kisses the wife and infant son goodbye. But in lieu of a suitcase filled with clothes, he's packed a toothbrush and a murder kit. Everything is meticulously planned, checks into a hotel, and he's going to kill some unsuspecting victim. Only then will he rid himself of the devious impulses and continue to be a good husband and father. This is kind of like Dexter, right?
Whoa.
But Reed gets more than he bargained for when Jackie, played by Mia Wasikowska, shows up. She's this alluring call girl who arrives at his room. First, they kind of relax and get in the mood. But when there's an unexpected disruption, the balance of control begins to sway back and forth between the two. Is he seeing things? Who's playing whom here? But before the night is over, a feverish nightmare will unfold, and Reed and Jackie will seal their bond in blood. This is an interesting film because it kind of asks the question, what happens when a serial killer comes across a victim that is actually crazy and suicidal? That's what this is about. 79.
Even more than he is, right?
Yes, right. An interesting pair. 79% recommending Piercing out this week.
See, they say birds of a feather flock together. So you got to be careful what you draw into your universe, right? Case in point,
absolutely.
Yeah, Piercing, appropriately titled. Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans, live from Hollywood, giving us an update on the hits and misses of Hollywood. So enjoy. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn, light on the butter as usual. We'll see you there, Steve-O.
Have a great weekend.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent